Unemployment benefits are paid with both federal and state money, so Dale Falwell took note when he received a letter from the U.S. Department of Labor 3 months ago.
It basically said that they estimate that 18.7% of all the payments out of the North Carolina unemployment system they consider to be overpayments, some of which obviously would be fraud.
Falwell is the Assistant Secretary of the North Carolina Division of Employment Security. Hundreds of millions of dollars worth of unemployment checks are paid locally each year, and allegations of fraud aren't new. But Falwell could only provide anecdotal evidence of such fraud and not hard numbers.
We actually have a text message between two roommates apologizing to each other for stealing each other's Social Security number and filing unemployment.
Still, the Division of Employment Security decided to enact new provisions to try to stop fraud. The unemployed will now need to go in person to a DES office to prove they are who they say they are and that they're looking for work. They'll meet with a workforce specialist who, according to Falwell, will be able to help in the job search.
They use the National New Hire Database. They use labor force information from their local communities. They have expertise in helping people develop their resumes and to apply for jobs.
Those services were already available. Now, these meetings are mandatory, as is the requirement to provide government-issued photo ID. Falwell doesn't think this provision will be as controversial as similar measures in North Carolina's voting law because
under the federal law, it is a condition for employment, no matter where you work. So if a photo ID is a condition of your employment, we feel like it should be a condition for your unemployment.
Falwell and the DES have been under scrutiny lately. The DES is facing a 12,000 case backlog of those seeking benefits. Falwell says these latest moves will not affect that number, since the new requirements take effect after people receive their first unemployment check. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.